You're in the Fox Light.
Peter Gabriel's first new album in 8 years heads up this week's Fox Light Music Release Roundup. Scratch My Back is a covers album featuring Gabriel's take on tracks by David Bowie, Arcade Fire, and Radiohead. Lifehouse released their fifth album, Smoke and Mirrors, chock full of radio-ready rock. John Hiatt picks up the pace for a rockin' 19th album, The Open Road. British jazz singer Jamie Cullum molds pop, hip-hop, and rock into swingin' affairs on his latest, The Pursuit. Another American Idol goes country as season 8 favorite Danny Gokey drops his debut, My Best Days. And two more shots of country come from Blake Shelton with Hillbilly Bone and the self-titled debut from Easton Corbin. Also out this week, R&B smoothness comes in duplicate. Raheem Devon drops his third effort, The Love and War Masterpiece, with spoken interludes by Dr. Cornell West. And Miami-born Jason Derulo follows up a smash single, What You Say, with his self-titled full-length debut. Almost Alice is a companion piece to the Tim Burton remake of Alice in Wonderland and features artists including Avril Lavigne, Plain White Tees, and Franz Ferdinand doing their own Alice-centric tracks. Available separately is the full original score by eccentric composer Danny Elfman. Little Boots is Victoria Hasketh, a kind of UK Lady Gaga, and she hits these shores with her top five UK debut, Hands. Shooter Jennings, Waylon's boy, collaborates with author Stephen King on a Theater of the Mind concept album titled Black Ribbons. King plays a late-night talk radio host on the air while the airwaves are taken over by the government. And the Benny Andersson Band's Story of a Heart reunites Andersson with his former ABBA songwriting partner, Bjorn Ulvaeus, for the first time in 15 years.
The Fox Light.
It's apocalypse 2 years from now. In this week's Fox Light DVD release roundup, the Earth's core is heating up and doomsday is arriving in 2012. Danny Glover is the president dealing with the crisis, and John Cusack is a writer trying to save his family. The children's fantasy book, Where the Wild Things Are, took many years and many scripts to get to the big screen, and audience reaction was a resounding meh. Spike Jones directed this mix of CGI and live action, with James Gandolfini as Ogre Carol, who befriends Max Records as Max, the child who would be king. Matt Damon, Tina Fey, and Liam Neeson lend their voices to a Japanese animated retelling of Hans Christian Andersen's The Little Mermaid in Ponyo. Also out this week, The Private Lives of Pippa Lee boasts an all-star cast including Robin Wright Penn, Julianne Moore, Winona Ryder, and Keanu Reeves, and was based on the book by the film's director, Rebecca Miller, which follows the fictional Lee over 40 years of life, love, and melodrama. The 1979 TV biopic Elvis finally sees release on DVD, televised just 2 years after the King of Rock and Roll's death, with Kurt Russell in the title role. It took an even-handed approach to his life and garnered massive praise, ratings, and Emmy nominations, with a supporting cast including Shelley Winters, Ed Begley Jr., and Joe Mantegna. And TV on DVD this week includes cowboy classic Have Gun, Will Travel, Season 4, Volume 1, Geriatric Lawman Matlock, Season 4, Gasket-Blowing Chef Gordon Ramsay in Hell's Kitchen, Season 2, Raw and Uncensored, two more Doctor Who collections, Dalek War and Remembrance of the Daleks Special Edition, and on the heels of the upcoming movie, sci-fi's abstract and modern depiction of the Alice in Wonderland fairy tale, the dark and daring miniseries Alice. In New York, Rob Moore, Fox News Talk.
The Fox Light.
Keep listening for more Focus from the Fox Light on Fox News Talk.